guy like Roethlisberger constantly playing behind. You work with Brady. He does that. Are guys like that born, or do they have to be made?
It's a great question. I would say that a little bit of both. I think there's certain things that they're born with. Their intelligence, their ability to think quickly, their poise, their drive, their want to be the best, their willingness to sacrifice everything to be the best. And then there's other things that obviously – that helped them along the way. I think obviously coaching's a big part of it, pointing them in the right direction relative to, how to play that position at this level. So I think it's a little bit of both.
Based on what you've seen so far of Watson, do you think he has what it takes at some point to be that kind of guy?
Yes.
Never out of it?
Yes.
What does he feel that way?
He's a leader. He's a winner. I mean, he's a very instinctive player. He can throw. He can run. And he's very, very smart.
Slow down for quarterbacks in those situations.
I think that's a better question for them. I think the more experience you have, I think that's definitely the case. I think the less experience you have, I don't think it slows down quite as much, if that makes sense. I think the more you see things and you get used to the speed of the game and the different things that you're seeing at this level, I do think that, that it does slow down, but I don't know if like it slows down. I don't know when it would slow down for every player, if that makes sense. I think it has a lot to do with experience.
What do you think about Roethlisberger? Even though they didn't win, he's been in that situation like 4 or 5 games in a row.
Say that again.
Roethlisberger's been in that situation 4 or 5 games in a row. What do you think about the way he's played under pressure like that?
Yeah, I mean, there was a stat in the game that, I think Tom had 50 fourth quarter comebacks, and I think Ben had probably in the 30s or 40s. I just remember seeing the stat. I probably misquoted it, but I'm sure he has a lot. I mean, he's led that team back in the fourth quarter plenty of times because of the poise he has, the control he has of the game. If you watch it on TV, TV shows a lot of different things than the coach's tape. You just hear, his control of the game. He's a great player. He doesn't feel like any play is ever over. Very accurate. He's got great players around him. He's got a real, real good offensive line. And, he's a great player.
Bill, some talks about Derek Newton being voted the head block coach award.
Yeah, I mean, there's a guy that deserves that. If there's a guy that deserves to be voted for that award, it's Derek Newton. I mean, the guy, it's almost like you're getting close to 18 months, getting into the 2-year range from when he did that, and he's been in there since his surgery, which was a long time ago. He's been in there every day, really, really, to the point where now, he might have a chance to play again. And I think when it happened, I'm not sure that you could really say that. He blew out both of his knees on one play. It was just a kind of a fluky, non-contact kind of deal, and he's really busted hard to be back to where he is. So I think he's very deserving of that award. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's one of the best backs I've seen on tape, in a long time, to be honest with you. I mean, he's a very patient runner. I don't think I've really ever seen anything like it. How he runs, it's hard to describe, behind some of the blocking schemes that they have. Mike Munchak, who I know real well, does a great job with their offensive line. And Le'Veon's a great back for what they're doing. And then they split him out. They run slants for touchdowns. They run go routes, double moves. I mean, he can do it all. He can definitely do it all, no doubt about it.
With Ben, he was the third quarterback taken in his draft class. And he came out of a small school, Miami of Ohio. When you look at great quarterbacks in your career, I mean, is there something to guys who have a bit of a chip on their shoulder, feel like they have something to prove, they aren't validated in that way?
I mean, you look at some of the great ones were drafted with the first pick, but there are several examples of guys that, weren't drafted that high. I can remember, obviously, Tom Brady's the most famous story relative to that 6th round pick. But, you know, if it's Ben or, you know, Aaron Rodgers, you can remember the scene of Aaron Rodgers sitting in the green room waiting to be drafted. I mean, these guys definitely – part of what makes them who they are, and again, it's a better question for them, but to me it's definitely having a chip. And the guys that I've coached, you know, they have that too. I mean, they have that something that they're going to do to in the back of their mind. They may not verbalize it, but they're going to prove the doubters wrong.
How hard is it to evaluate that with college players, because you don't get a ton of time with them in the pre-draft process? I guess you can have a couple of meetings at the combine, but to really get a sense for that makeup, if they have it or they don't, how hard is that when guys are coming out?
I'll say this about that, Matt. I think you get a relative to, like, let's just say free agency, you get a lot more time with the college player, if that makes sense. I mean, you can visit them at the combine, like you said, which is kind of brief, 15 minutes in the big room, but you can also get them in the train station for a while, longer than that, with an assistant coach. You can go to their campus and visit with them. You can bring them here and visit with them. So I think you really get a good sense for the player in the pre-draft process. I really do, at any position, but especially that position. And, you know, that's different than the free agency position, you know, process. So, you know, I think you do get a good feel for them. And I think you try to talk to people that you know within their program, you know, people that have been involved with them from a coaching standpoint that you trust, that you know. I mean, coaching is kind of a small fraternity. You know, there were guys at Clemson, you know, that we knew real well. Danny Pierman was a guy that I coached with, you know, couldn't say enough about Deshaun Watson and what type of player and what type of person he was. So I think there's a lot of different things that go into it.
What have you thought has been the reason for the success you're running
this? I think it's been inconsistent, Sarah. I think that in the past it's been a lot more consistent. I think when we're good, it means we're setting the edge, we're building a wall, we're not letting plays get outside of us, we're not allowing creases up inside. I think it's been you know, probably better than our pass defense, which I think has a lot to do with not just coverage but pass rush. But I think it's been a little inconsistent, and it's got to be consistent on Monday if we're going to, you know, have a chance.
I thought you guys have been more consistent against mobile quarterbacks or someone
who's using the quarterback? That's hard to – I'd have to think about that. You know, I think mobile quarterbacks are tough. I mean, I'd have to go back and think about that. But, I mean, you know – it's an interesting question. I don't really know the answer to that one.